The potential of tomorrow is amazing, my friends. Yesterday does not determine tomorrow unless you let it. And what I'm saying is that way too many of us are letting our past ruin our present and rob us of our future.
You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Today I've got something very critical I want to unpack with you. But first, let me say thank you to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee. Not only is Storyville Coffee the best coffee in the world, in my opinion, because I've had it for years, I get a choice of K-cup, Nespresso, and whole beans straight to my door. And I've had that for years because they share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place. They're doing that right now by fighting human trafficking. And with every purchase of coffee, Storyville is donating to multiple organizations leading the charge against human trafficking worldwide. And I'm honored to be partnering with them on this journey. Right now, as my listeners, you can receive a 50% discount off their first shipment order of coffee when you go to storyville.com/Nick and enter the promo code Nick. Thank you so much, Storyville, for the incredible work you're doing and obviously the best coffee in the world as well. Now, what I've got to tell each and every one of you today is something I needed to hear a very long time ago. And it's something every one of us needs to hear at some point in our journey. And it's very simple. This is going to be maybe too basic at first thinking, but here it is. Ready? Stop trying to take back yesterday. Stop it. You can't. You never will. It is one of the few things in life that is actually impossible. You can't take back yesterday, right? You can't travel back in time. You can't undo the things that we've done. And yet so many of us are wasting our time day after day pinning down these things that we should have, could have, would have done, reaching back into memories to try solve something that's already done. I'm reaching out to you today to tell you very bluntly, stop it. Let go of yesterday and instead take today. Okay, here's why I'm so serious about this. There are so many things in this life that you can change, that you can take control over. So many different parts of your life that are completely up to you on how you handle them and what you do with them. You don't like your job? Well, you can work on getting another job or trying to figure out what you can do to make that experience better. You don't like your relationship? Well, maybe come up with some questions for yourself and questions for your spouse and work on fixing your relationships, whether it's in marriage or friendship or work or family and friends. But if you don't like your past or something that happened in your past, here's the hard part. There's nothing you can change about it. There's no way you can go back in time and change something that's already happened, and yet we will torture ourselves over this one thing that we can't control and we can't change. And you know what? Staying stuck on something from yesterday, that's getting stuck in the yuck. It's costing you today. The more energy and focus you put on the things of the past, the more of the present you'll let slip by you. How? Simple. Everyone only has so much energy, so much mental capacity to apply at any given moment. When you put your focus on one area, you inevitably are pulling it from another. So when you're fixated on a part of the life of yours that's already happened, you're not taking advantage of the open door right in front of you because you keep looking back at the closed door behind you. You don't recognize the opportunity you could be capitalizing on today because you're so bitterly focused on the opportunity you missed out on yesterday. The more you look at your mistakes and disappointments from the past, the more you'll begin to mislabel the things in the present because now you're comparing everything back to that negative outcome. You're tainting the good of today by staying too fixated on the bad of yesterday. You're not able to appreciate the blessings in the moment when all you can dwell on are the curses of the past. For some of us, what this boils down to is a control problem, which really is a fear problem, believe it or not. People who have to be in control of everything are like that because they're afraid of everything. They can't handle the uncertainty of what might happen, and so they will do anything to make sure that what is happening is exactly the way they planned, the way they want it. I mean, can you imagine the stories that we tell ourselves? We need control to feel safe. And strangely enough, even when something was out of their control, right? When it's over, they sometimes can't let it go. It's just an obsession where they can't let go. And sometimes the reason they can't let go of something bad that already happened is because they still don't understand what happened. And that can be a terrifying feeling. When you're walking along and you feel like you've stepped on a sharp, painful object, but you look down and you don't see anything, it's a bad feeling. It's scary to experience something painful and not even know how you wound up there, how it happened. Because then you can't know how to actually compartmentalize it and even keep it from happening again. That kind of fear can keep somebody trapped in the past, fixated on a traumatic incident, playing it over and over in their mind as they try to better understand it. And that is a tough fear to get past, which is why sometimes getting therapy is an awesome solution. Getting someone to help you make sense of where you've been and what happened can help free your mind from feeling stuck in that place. And so if that's you, if you're feeling stuck somewhere in your past because something terrible happened to you and you don't know why or how, I'm honestly going to encourage you right now to reach out to someone for help. My friend, if you went through something traumatic that you can't seem to get past, please consider professional assistance and let someone try to help you find a resolution, because nobody deserves to be trapped in their past due to an unfair tragedy or horrific encounter. My friend, you're going to get through this. Now, for everyone who, I guess, is the other people who are lingering in the past for other reasons, let's say, dwelling on mistakes you made or opportunities you missed or times when someone didn't give you something you felt you deserved, this message is to you. I'm talking to you today with a very simple and very strong message to you to wake you up. Ready? Here it is. Let go of yesterday. Take on today. As the famous line goes, seize the day and stop living in the past. My friends, I've had a lot of things in my life not go the way I wanted them to. I've been treated very unfairly by some people. I've made some big mistakes and important moments in critical times of my life, and I've had to face consequences I wasn't ready for. I've missed some opportunities that I shouldn't have missed. I've made choices I really wish I hadn't made. And I'm telling you right now, if I could go back and change some of these things, I would. 100%. No question. But that is not how life works. And friend, we live in the real world with real rules, and that means we have to deal with the cards we're dealt with and keep moving forward. As I lived through some of these tough times, I began to figure out that the more time I spent sitting around and grumbling about what just happened, the less good was allowed to begin happening. The less progress I began to make. The less joy I began to feel. And I didn't like it. Every minute that I spent pouting about the past was another minute not spent building a better future. Another minute wasted. See, when you realize that and you begin to see it in that way, it's a little easier to let go of things that happen, because you now understand that if you don't, you'll be jeopardizing what could happen. The potential of tomorrow is amazing, my friends. Yesterday does not determine tomorrow unless you let it. And what I'm saying is that way too many of us are letting our past ruin our present and rob us of our future. This isn't a brand new theory on how to live life well. It's just an age-old piece of wisdom that bears repeating fruit. You probably heard it when you were a kid. When you fall down, bounce right back up. Don't stay down. Don't keep your thoughts on vision that's just dirt right in front of your face looking at the bottom. No. Turn your eyes up. Look up. Start reshifting your gaze so that your feet can know where they ought to go. Your vision sets your course. And if your vision stays fixed on the ground and dirt in your face, on the past, on the bad things of yesterday, guess where you're gonna keep heading? Down and back, back to the negative place that you so desperately wish you'd never been to begin with. Friends, here's a litmus test for you. When you start to hear yourself saying the words could've, should've, would've on a regular basis, I'm warning you right now, something ain't right with your headspace. You're lingering too much on the past, my friend. Get out of there. Come back to reality. Come back to today. Because while you're staring in the rear view mirror, mumbling, grumbling, nursing, rehearsing, and cursing the past about what you could have been, there's a whole lot passing right by you and a couple important road signs right ahead that you might need to see. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't ever look back at what's behind us, of course, because we can learn from where we've been, of course. There's a lot of wisdom to be gained by honestly examining the victories and failures of the past. So I'm absolutely not telling you to forget yesterday completely and pretend it never happened. No, I'm simply saying the opposite problem is far more prevalent today and we need a wake-up call. Now, maybe there's another reason you don't want to let go of the past. Maybe when you look back at what happened and you see yourself as a victim, it makes you feel a little better about why things aren't going the way you want them to. You say, it's not my fault, see, because of what happened back then. That's why I can't get ahead. That's why I'm where I'm at. And that's why I am who I am. That's a dangerous trick. A very dangerous one because it feels good to have excuses, doesn't it? I'm not being harsh, I'm just being real. It feels good to have excuses for why we're not where we should be. When I have something in my past that I can blame all of my shortcomings on, why would I ever want to let go of that? It's gold, baby, gold. If I let go of that thing, that would mean that everything that's not the way I want it to be is now, whoa, maybe a part of that is because of me. Changing it is up to me, my choice, my commitment, my work ethic. The power to succeed is now mine because I'm no longer trapped by something else or someone else. You get it? But you know what that power and freedom also means? It also means that if I don't get where I'm wanting to go, I don't have an ultimate excuse to blame it on. And that's actually not a bad thing. If you've been sitting in the corner as a victim for a long, long time, I'm familiar with that choice, friends. I am. I had that choice. I used that choice. I held on to that little gold nugget and that victim card. Ever since I can remember, there were times where I would sit there and bathe in it. I could have continued, though, to sit in that corner, watch the other kids play and say the reason I'm not joining in is because it's not fair, I'm a victim and I can't get ahead. Well, I played that tune for a little bit and everyone around me would have said, oh, you're right, we understand, stay where you're at, keep crying and we'll cry with you. But I didn't stay there. I'll ask you right now, do you think that would have ultimately been good for me if I stayed there? No. Do you think that would have helped my situation? No, I had that choice all my life. I could have been that victim my entire life. I could have dwelt on all the unfair parts and happenings of my life and never moved ahead, never taken responsibility, never tried. And where would that have gotten me? Nowhere. You know, it's a crazy thing. I'd have probably a couple of people saying, good, keep crying, man. You deserve it. You know, your life sucks. And what does that even do for me? It kind of just makes them feel better that they're kind of helping someone else who's a limbless guy who's, you know, trying to sympathize and empathize and saying, hey, wake up. It's really interesting if we really pause and see how many times are we using the victim card, even now. And I look back and I say to myself, yep, I had to choose to not stay stuck. I had to choose to come out of the corner and play the game, even though it was hard. And sometimes the deck was stacked against me. But I wasn't going to let that day be wasted. I wasn't going to let my present slip past me. I wasn't going to let my future be sucked down into an even darker place than I was already at. I was going to aim high. I was going to focus on the bright possibility of tomorrow. I was going to focus on the opportunities I did have in the moment. The doors that were open to me right now, today. And I was going to keep my energy spent on the positives of what was currently available, not what was previously withheld. I'll say that again. I chose to focus on what was currently available to me and not what was previously withheld from me. That's the key. That's the secret. And that's the same choice you have to make in your own life today. And so I want you to remember to take today. Don't trap yourself into failure by staring at the past and what you didn't like. Instead, gaze into the future, at the potential of what you wish to achieve. Your vision determines your course, and I pray that you will be intentional with where you are setting your vision and where you are keeping your thoughts. And I hope you do not let the beauty and opportunity of today pass you by. I look forward to meeting with you again soon for some inspiration and truth. Have a wonderful and productive week, and I'll see you next time right here at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.